It's absolutely essential, of course, that when someone who works in a hospital sees something going wrong, that they're able to say so. That right is meant to be enshrined in the way the modern NHS works. But is it? We've discovered via a Freedom of Information request that large sums of money, tens of millions of pounds, could be being spent on effectively gagging people with justifiable concerns. Our reporter Christina Criddle has spoken to a man who's signed one of these agreements.
I signed a settlement because I wanted to leave. I was scared they would sack me. That's what they do, they destroy you. I didn't raise concerns officially because I was worried about my job, my career. And I'm still scared, even now. I'm worried they will do something to come after me.
John is a radiographer. He signed a settlement agreement recently after he says witnessing a series of failings in his trust. His name and voice have been changed to preserve his anonymity.
The department was falling apart, the equipment was beyond repair and it kept breaking down every week. We were taking x-rays and then losing the x-rays because the equipment didn't work. One patient was x-rayed as an urgent request by the GP and the x-ray was lost. 9 months later, the patient was brought back in. They had lung cancer and it could have been caught 9 months earlier.
He says he raised concerns to his manager but was deterred from doing so through the official processes after seeing the treatment of another NHS whistleblower. John took more than a year off from work due to the stress.
I tried to kill myself because of what was going on.
The Public Interest Disclosure Act means that an individual can only break the terms of their agreement if they can prove that what they are saying is in the public interest. John now works in the private sector, but fears this contract means he won't be able to speak up in the future.
That contract gags me. I can only make a disclosure if it fits the criteria, and I've seen other whistleblowers try to do it and their lives have been ruined.
I show John's contract to Dave Lewis, Professor of Employment Law at Middlesex University and head of their whistleblowing research unit. He conducted research as part of Sir Robert Francis's review of whistleblowing in the NHS in 2016.
So if we can just start off by going through, this is the most recent one. So this document is quite a few pages long.
It is an extraordinary document then, because this is unenforceable, yeah? It's non-compliant. It's effectively saying you waive your claims so that this ignores the fact that the individual has an independent right to make a protected disclosure. It's designed, of course, to let the individual think, and this is the problem, that people don't know about the legislation. So this is designed to deter somebody from making a protected disclosure. It would be ineffective.
During a review into whistleblowing in 2013... the then Health Secretary, Jeremy Hunt, said every confidentiality agreement, no matter what it is about, should include a clause saying that the right to raise concerns about patient safety is protected by law. Dave Lewis says John's contract does not include a clause like this.
Does that say that anywhere here?
It does not say that here, and I've seen other agreements that does make it clear that you have got that right.
And that's part of the problem with this as well, is that these kind of agreements, even if they aren't about patient safety to begin with, they might then later want to raise patient safety issue.
Yes, my point here is that some of these, I don't know what these agreements are about, quite rightly, I shouldn't know. But the point about the gagging thing is that it may gag about patient safety and everything might focus on patient safety. If the individual leaves and then found there's been some fraud, it would stop them raising the issue of fraud.
Let's have a look at the next page.
More sinister on this page. This is saying to the individual, in effect, that if you do break the agreement, you're going to have to give the money back. And it says any losses, so it may be more than reimbursement. It does actually mention legal and professional fees.
Do these agreements stop people from whistleblowing?
Yes, in my opinion, even though some of the clauses, the non-disclosure clauses, are unenforceable, these agreements are designed to gag people, either because they don't know of their rights, or if they do know of their rights, they feel they may think they've received a sum of money, they've sold their rights, and they may have to repay.
A Freedom of Information request revealed that in the last 5 years, more than £70 million was spent on settlement agreements for staff, with some individual payments exceeding £350,000. Settlement agreements can be used for a range of reasons, including discrimination and harassment cases. The trusts say that due to confidentiality, they cannot tell us how many of these agreements involve patient safety concerns. The Department of Health and Social Care said,
"Gagging clauses are completely unacceptable, and they have no place in the NHS. Trusts should be explicitly clear to staff that they always retain the right to speak out, and we will be seeking an urgent explanation from any trusts who fail to do so."
Do you think that signing this settlement agreement has been worth it?
Well, the fact that I managed to escape, yes. If I hadn't have signed this, I don't think I would have a job now. I wish I was brave enough to have blown the whistle properly.